The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So it all comes down to this. There's nothing like a Game 5. Well, maybe a Game 7 or a Super Bowl or the NCAA. Oh, never mind. Let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Thanks, Fred.
Well, it's
for
all
welcoming me.
It's all because of you.
No, I just
it's the greatest show.
Thanks for the welcome.
Oh, okay. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong E Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently when you call.
What do we do, Fred, on Wednesdays?
Or you scream from the rooftops? Well, we usually drink beer on Wednesdays. Oh, no, no. We do What Are the Odds Wednesdays, right? So put odds or percentages.
But then
on.
Later on in the day.
Yeah, as the show goes on, simply because that's how we roll. What's going on, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you? Your Blue Jays are in trouble. They're in dire straits.
They're down 2-0 at the moment, which two runs will not win this game, I'm going to predict. But
okay.
You're
probably right.
You'd rather be up 2-0 than down 2-0, though.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Hamels, so. Texas has their best pitcher out there. They, you know.
Well, Hamels is capable of going off, too. So we'll see. Should be an interesting game. And then the Astros, right after us on this station, playing the Kansas City Royals.
Confidence level?
I feel pretty good about it, actually.
On a scale of 1 to 10? What are the odds Wednesday, I guess we should say?
Yeah, I'm going to
What are the odds the Astros are in the ALCS?
49.9%.
That is about what I expected from you.
Well, I think...
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance. I think there's a good chance. But I also think the Royals are obviously have an advantage being at home. I like the matchup, the pitching matchup, and I like the fact that if it's close late, we'll probably see Dallas Keuchel and not any of those other idiots they trotted out there yesterday.
Yeah, that should be the case anyway.
And so, you know, I think I feel pretty good about their chances, but yeah, this is a tough team they're playing, and yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm going to enjoy the game either way, win or lose.
Because
that's what sports is all.
That
about.
Is what sports is all about. I'm going to go with about 42%. I'll go a little lower than you, but.
But I mean, that's a reasonable number.
Yeah, but they've played way better on the road recently.
That's King Queen versus Ace Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, listen, they're not favored. We know that.
No.
That is,
and they shouldn't be.
No.
But they've proven.
They're playing against a team that's won more games than them in the regular season, and they're playing against a good home team, and they're a bad road team.
Yeah, although they've played a lot better on the road over the last 2 weeks when it counts.
They have.
And that makes me feel better. But I see this going two ways. I see them either getting a lead and winning a close game, or I see the Royals just going off on them and they fold their tent. But I just don't think they're going to do that. They've been pretty damn resilient all year long. So,
it's going to be exciting to watch no matter what.
Hey, it's fun. And you think about it, as much as sports in the city has been a disaster for the last few years, you're going to have a team that at least got within a game of the ALCS. You got a team that got to the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. And you got an NFL team that, well, at least you got the first two.
Right.
There's that.
Shame.
Yeah, nicely done, Texans. But, I think it'll be it's going to be interesting. Can't wait to get out of here and go watch that game after the show.
Going to be very fun. Where are you going to watch it?
I haven't decided yet. Waiting to hear from the wife, who will not talk to me until the Blue Jays game is over.
Okay.
And, you know.
If they lose, she's going to want to stay at home? She's not going to want to be sociable?
I don't know. If they lose, I don't want to be around her anyway. Not really. I don't want to be around her anyway. I mean, we've been married for 6 years. But, 713-780-ESPN. Jerome wants to know, do you really risk Keuchel in a spot doing something he's never done when he'd start game one of the ALCS on regular rest Friday? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because there is no ALCS on Friday if you leave it up to, you know,
Will Harris. You throw Will Harris out there, or Pat Neshek, or any of the assorted knuckleheads that were part of that disaster the other day, and you blow it, and there's no game one. I am always of the opinion, in a series like this, you do what you have to do to win. You worry about game one on Friday, if you get there. And if you do, then it doesn't take long to get your rotation back where it needs to be. You know, and if you hold him back to say, oh, I'm going to wait and hopefully get him for 1-4-7.
But you know what? Even, I mean, well, by the way, it looks like the Blue Jays are on the board. Even if he does pitch a couple innings, I don't think that necessarily ruins him for game one. You know what I mean?
No.
Because it's not like they're going to ask him to go six.
No. And worst case, he pitches game two.
Right.
And you still get him
you
twice.
You still get
in
two games out of him.
Yeah, which, and probably two games on regular rest. So no, I would have no compunction at all about throwing him out there and doing what you need to do with him. So, I think that's the thing that kind of bothered me about the way Hinch sort of managed the game the other day. To me, you throw everything out there. You know, where was Fires or somebody like that?
I wouldn't mind seeing that guy, yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of – you just have to win and worry about tomorrow. That's playoff baseball. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Now Jerome says, and Mike Scott should have pitched game six against the Mets in 86. Well, I'll tell you what, was there a game seven? Thank you.
All right.
2-1.
You don't know now, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand that line of thinking. I don't agree with it because I think you have to get there, and you're playing like you're the better team and you're going to win, and that way you're set up. Is I just think that's a wrong approach because you're not the better team.
Yeah,
and there you go.
Well, I mean tonight. To me, you whatever you need to do, you throw it out there, and you don't worry about what happens tomorrow because if you lose, there's no tomorrow. So this isn't a team that's built like most. I mean, you've got a decent pitching rotation, but you've got one stud, and you know, remember
the rest of the
Diamondbacks won the World Series by using Randy Johnson out of the bullpen. Yeah. They realized that hey, this is our best guy. When we've got key spots, let's throw them out.
Remember when the Mariners trotted him out there in a playoff game? I mean, that's you do what you have to do. And, Texter says you got to act like it's the last game of the season. Everybody's available because it probably is.
Yeah.
And if it's not, great. Then you start over on Friday and you get guys back into some kind of routine that works for them. See, where were you yesterday with that, Jerome? Could have brought that yesterday.
I don't know where he was.
That was Solomon?
Yeah, yeah. Jerome Solomon, who can read in the Houston Chronicle. Somebody says, if you got to put J.J. Watt out there, by God, you do it.
You do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I don't know if he's on the ALDS roster. You'd have to make some kind of a switch.
Yeah. Who would you take out?
There's a lot of guys.
Any reliever that pitched the other day, gone.
Yeah.
I'll put J.J. out there for him.
If you're not named Gregerson or Sip, I can do without you, honestly.
Yeah.
Can JJ get a lefty out? Because I might take Sip off that list.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Boy, it'd be nice. Hey, you know what? Maybe this is what Ryan Mallett should be doing.
Actually not a bad idea.
We know he brings heat.
Yeah. Very little control. Worst case, you dome Hosmer, and then, you know,
I like this idea. I like the way you guys are thinking today. All right. 713-780-ESP is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so just put odds on everything like Chris does on Twitter. What are the odds either starter goes past four innings? I think McHugh will give you a good outing tonight. I think
the Astros better hope he does.
Yeah, because if he doesn't, then you better hope Fires is on.
I mean, if McHugh didn't go four innings, that means that something devastating happened. Yeah, we're not the only ones who know the bullpen sucks. I mean, A.J. Hinch has been around this thing for the last couple months. He knows what the deal is, and he knows that this bullpen that everyone was lauding early in the season and jumping up for joy about, it's not the same bullpen right now. And you want this starting pitching to go as deep into games as you can possibly get them, because listen, he's lost two games on the bullpen already. So why risk it? You use them as minimally as possible.
Yeah, somebody texter says having to find out what your next rotation is next week is a great problem to have.
Yeah. We're going to start game one.
If Lance McCullers has anything, I'm throwing him for an inning or two if I need to.
That's fine.
It's one of those things where that's a great thing about a game like this. It either happens and you worry about it later or you're going home. So rather than go home, man, throw everything out there you got. It's like if I'm the Jays and the Rangers, if I have to throw every great pitcher I have, if I have to throw David Price out there again, guess what? I'm doing it. Actually, I don't know about that.
Although Clayton Kershaw broke the curse last night, so maybe David Price can too.
Maybe he's due.
The Royals are in the odd situation of if Johnny Cueto doesn't look like regular season Johnny Cueto or early season Johnny Cueto,
right?
They may have wasted on that guy. It's a big start for him.
It is, and yeah, he has not been good for them. He was a little bit better late in the season, but he wasn't what you expected to get. But if he does win this game, he's done what you brought him in to do.
That is true.
Because
the Royals bailed him out of game two, so he didn't get a loss there. But if this is his last game, like if he does lose, this is his last game before what he hopes is a big free agency payday. And I would venture that going out and laying a big fat egg ain't going to help.
I bet you the Red Sox will still throw a bunch of money at him. Maybe they will. That's what they do. And then for the first time in his career, he'll be an average pitcher.
Yeah.
You know who else lost a lot of money was Scott Kazmir.
Yeah.
But you know what? I bet he'd sleep better despite all that if he'd gone to Texas Mattress Makers. Fall into savings and get a great night's sleep at Texas Mattress Makers today. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to save from 5 to 50% off factory prices. Real savings when you buy straight from the factory. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They make the mattress right there. They sell it directly to you. If you go to a retail store, you're paying all these markups. That's when they tell you you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed. And guess what? When you save that money, it makes it even easier to add up the beds donated to the Houston's Children's Charity. Every child counts. Houston Children's Charity is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for greater Houston's underprivileged, abused, and disabled children who have otherwise been left behind. And their Better Night's Sleep program has provided mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and blankets to over 5,800 children in need. And you can do the same thing. So you get to buy a great mattress. You save a bunch of money. You get a great night's sleep. And for every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers will donate a bed to a Houston child in need. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you. They take care of the Blitzers. It's at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what? Let's run through some phone calls here. A lot of people want to get in. Let's start with Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you, Mike.
Hey, awesome, man. Big fan of the show, longtime caller and listener. My word of the odds today is, what are the odds that the Astros front office actually goes out and tries to nail like a solid reliever for the end of the season? You know, I'm sorry, not for right now, but I mean, whenever the season ends, for the beginning of next year. I've looked it up, and our bullpen has blown 26 blown saves this year, which I believe is fourth or fifth overall in the majors, but still it seems like it's a lot of games we could have won, you know? So I'll just sit back and listen. Thanks, guys.
I don't know if, I thought that the Gregerson and Neshek pickups were sufficient last year because I thought.
We didn't think they'd be in this position.
Yeah, I said, well, if you're a team like the Astros who you're hoping to get to 500, Luke Gregerson's a fine closer.
Right.
Luke Gregerson's not a closer on a World Series contending team. He's a, in a seventh, perfect world, eighth inning not, guy. Yeah. Not to say he sucks, but listen, it'd be nice if they had more reliable options for sure. Is that the number one priority for them to go out and fix, get a closer? I don't know. I mean,
I think a real thumper at first base who hits for average would be
I mean,
my number one priority.
Although Chris Carter's gotten, you talk about guys getting hot at the right time.
Right.
Chris Carter's maybe shown enough in the last month that he suckers him into another year or two of this.
I'm sure he will.
So it's
can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of holes to fill. I mean, you could probably be better, you know, with outfield depth. You could probably be better at catcher.
Maybe better and more consistent at third base.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'll tell you what.
You're going to have to replace Scott Kazmir at some point.
Yeah, and which they may be able to do because Velasquez may be a step farther next year. And Appel made some big strides at AAA. He may finally be ready. So you've got – and plus, you know, maybe one of these guys, Velasquez or maybe Feliz, one of those guys turns out to be your bullpen guy. I mean, they need somebody with a really live arm at the back end of that. Or maybe pull out all the stops and go after Aroldis Chapman, who was available halfway through the season. So I think there's things that'll be done. But I'll tell you what, can we speculate on next year after
tonight?
Game five?
Yeah.
If they lose tonight, be more than happy to go over all these scenarios. Kind of like, you know, what will UH do when Tom Herman gets in that? You know what? Let's just enjoy the ride, and we'll think about that when it's over.
Okay.
Is that fair? Is that asking too much?
No, that's fair.
I mean, but it's a fair question. I mean, especially in light of what happened the other day.
Yeah, yes.
I just think it's
the Astros could improve their bullpen. I mean, are they going to go out and spend the money to get a top tier closer? I don't know. I don't know if they're thinking that way yet.
Well, and but they need to show us that at some point, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we've got to this point for us to get to the next level.
But if they also said, you know what, maybe we overachieved a little bit and we still want to shore up our core, I wouldn't be mad at that either. So it's a...
No, I it'll be interesting to see what Jim Crane has to say when the season's over, but I would not be surprised if they spend some money this offseason, and they should. If they don't, then they're just, oh, well, they're fooling themselves.
Yeah.
Because even if they win tonight and then beat the Rangers or the Jays and go to the World Series and win the World Series, they still have holes to fill.
Yeah.
It's still a team that needs to get better if they're going to continue to be this good. So,
and remember, you know, they signed Gregerson for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
So he ain't going anywhere.
But I sure wouldn't mind him as my eighth inning guy.
I wouldn't either. But here's a list of guys who have closing experience that are free agents this year. Tell me if you feel any better about these guys than Gregerson. Edward Mujica, Joakim Soria, LaTroy Hawkins, Jim Johnson, Sergio Santos.
Not really. But yeah. I think your move is go out and trade for, maybe the Padres will trade Kimbrell after the season they had for prospects.
Possible.
Maybe, and the Reds were shopping Chapman at the trade deadline. Maybe you do something like that. To me, that's the big splash that makes a huge difference in your team. Either that or you hope one of these kids who throws high 90s is your guy and becomes that guy. But let's see how game five goes first.
Well, yeah, I'm willing to wait.
Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas?
Sports is up.
Hey, listen, I got a quote. Thing is with Dattis, he's been in a situation late in the game where he's had runners in scoring position and strikes out or he doesn't come through.
Listen, I got to be honest. I can't understand a damn thing.
Yeah, man. I can't hear you.
Are you on speakerphone or something?
Yeah, No. That doesn't really deserve keyboard. That's not his fault. His phone isn't very good, or he's going through a tunnel that no longer exists.
But here, if he's on speakerphone,
yeah, let's. I know a lot of you guys are new. Don't be on speakerphone when you call and have your radio down. It's very, very simple. I know some of you will be on speaker while you're driving, so you can wait till you get on there. But yeah, we can't hear you when you do that.
I think he was asking about Evan Gattis, and he said, what are the odds that if there's a runner in scoring position, he gets pulled tonight?
Boy, Evan Gattis, that's as much as the Astros made some pretty good decisions in the offseason, and I don't know that they, you know, I don't think they regret the Evan Gattis signing, but I think they thought that he would be more than what he's been.
Well, if he's your sixth hitter, you got a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
But when you're counting on him to hit fourth, and earlier this year, sometimes it was third and even fifth, because you look up at his numbers and he's pretty much what you thought he'd be. This guy's going to hit home runs. He's going to hit under 250, but he's also driven in a lot of runs and he's been very streaky.
You paying him?
I'm not paying him like a four hitter.
I don't think I am. But, obviously, I mean, the guy made $500,000 this year. Does he deserve more than that? Obviously.
Absolutely.
But is that the kind of bat the Astros need? I don't know if that's the case.
Right now, this lineup is better with him than without him.
But would you feel better if you had a left fielder or a guy who could play the outfield at least, who hit 280
I guess,
didn't have as much pop?
I guess here's the deal. It's either, to me, it's either Gattis or Carter.
One or the other.
And because...
Well, and the difference is Carter's played... He's played more in the field.
Yeah.
I mean, Gattis has been almost an exclusively a DH.
But I think he could play first base.
I think he could, too. I'd like it if Gattis...
put both those guys over there.
Yeah. I liked Gattis a lot more when he was a catcher who could hit home runs.
Yeah. I mean, because you look at his numbers as a catcher, you're like, okay.
Yeah. But is a DH? I don't know.
All right, let's try.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting decision for them in the offseason.
Yeah, but I think he's still under team control, right? I think
he's arbitration eligible. Yeah.
So he's not going to make a whole hell of a lot of money.
No.
Keuchel is as well, but Keuchel's the same thing. Even if he wins a Cy Young, he's not going to get a ridiculous deal in arbitration. So
unless the Astros are smart and want to lock him up.
Which is what they probably
long-term.
Should do.
Yeah. Steven says, what are the odds two of the following three happen? Correa wins Rookie of the Year, Keuchel wins Cy Young, Hinch wins Manager of the Year. I'll go probably about 75% that two out of those three happen.
I might even go a little higher than that. I think Correa is going to win Rookie of the Year, even though that race got to be pretty close at the end.
I'm with you.
The Keuchel price thing was always close, but I think Keuchel did enough, especially with the clinching win and to get into 20 wins. And I'll still say it. I think Bannister deserved Manager of the Year. That team was just as bad last year.
They were worse.
They were worse. And now, if you look at it on the whole, it's a team that's, three out of the last 6 years about to go to the ALCS right. If they win today. But
that's a different manager.
It was a different manager. It was a different team. They did that. You know, they made the fielder trade. And then last year, everything fell apart. Everybody got hurt. Now, you'd expect them to be better because of the injuries. But then
they lost their best pitcher again.
Yeah. So last to first.
The reality is all three of those races are really, really tight. And I feel best about Correa winning, even though, like you said, Lindor came on really strong at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think if I had to put odds on most likely, I would say Correa.
I would say Correa most likely, and then probably Keuchel, and then probably Hinch. But I'd say two out of those three, I'll go 75, 80%.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they'll get one of them. I would almost say 100% they get one of them.
Yeah. I'll go 99.9% they get
just
one.
Just in case people.
Yeah, just in case.
These are human beings.
They hate Houston.
You can't trust human beings, ever.
I mean, people accuse me of hating Houston sports.
But you do, though.
If they think I do, who knows what somebody else out there thinks.
713-780-ESPN is your number, and we'll continue to take some phone calls today, get ready for Game 5, and we'll see how this goes, man. It should be interesting. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And we'll also have a lot to talk about after the football games this weekend, especially if you play on FanDuel and especially if you join the growing group of people who are beating my butt on FanDuel. And all you have to do if you want to play, FanDuel.com/Fowler. $5, sign up. You can win $200 if you win the thing. And so far, a lot of blitzers are making money. I'm not one of them, but a lot of you guys are making money on there. And they've been great contests so far, and a lot of people had Antonio Gates the other night and went from middle of nowhere to first, second, and third. So that could be you this week. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football. The money's real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. Easy to build a team. Just pick your players, stay under the cap, sit back and watch your team win. If you don't want to play for $5, you want to play for less than that, you can start for as low as a dollar. Anybody can play, and it gives you a great rooting interest during the games. And we've been filling these 300-person tournaments for $5, and get in there. You can win $200. If you're not on FanDuel, here's how you get there. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FOWER, and sign up now. They've got a great offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FOWER today. Don't forget to use the code FAOUR. And if you're already on FanDuel and you want to sign up for that tournament, get signed up today because this thing fills fast. FanDuel.com/Faur, F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Can't trust human beings. Ever.
I mean, people accuse me of hating Houston sports. So if
but you do though.
If they think I do, who knows what somebody else out there thinks.
713-780-ESPN is your number, and we'll continue to take some phone calls today. Get ready for Game 5, and we'll see how this goes, man. It should be interesting. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow, and we'll also have a lot to talk about after the football games this weekend, especially if you play on FanDuel, and especially if you join the growing group of people who are beating my butt on FanDuel. And all you have to do if you want to play, FanDuel.com/Faur. $5, sign up. You can win $200 if you win the thing. And so far, a lot of blitzers are making money. I'm not one of them, but a lot of you guys are making money on there. And they've been great contests so far, and a lot of people had Antonio Gates the other night and went from middle of nowhere to first, second, and third. So that could be you this week. FanDuel.com is a leader in one-week fantasy football. The money's real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. Easy to build a team. Just pick your players, stay under the cap, sit back and watch your team win. If you don't want to play for $5, you want to play for less than that, you can start for as low as a dollar. Anybody can play, and it gives you a great rooting interest during the games. And we've been filling these 300-person tournaments for $5, and get in there. You can win $200. If you're not on FanDuel, here's how you get there. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FAUR, and sign up now. They've got a great offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FAUR today. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. And if you're already on FanDuel and you want to sign up for that tournament, get signed up today because this thing fills fast. FanDuel.com/Faur, F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
And grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for over 38 years.
Here's David Dalati.
Top of the fourth.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Faur and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're having lunch out on Fridays. Each Friday, join Raheel and Unfiltered. They're broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from John and Raheel and Unfiltered. John and Raheel Waddell and Unfiltered. We'll broadcast live at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Kick your weekend off right with ESPN 97.5. I'd love to go out there and listen to those guys, but you know what happens to me when I go to Knicks. I just sit there and drink all day, and then I have to come to a show, and we can't do that.
Nah, big deal.
I'm responsible now.
I do like that Knicks place.
It is fantastic. Get out there. I may try to go have lunch out there.
It's a good spot. I love that that Cablan Asian calzone.
That thing is awesome.
Is a monster.
All right, right now on the line we have with us Managing Director for the Houston Dash and former Dynamo forward, Brian Ching, who is one of the stars of the glory day of the Dynamo. And Sunday is the last home game of the season, and Brian and a lot of those other guys are going to be there. It's the 10th season anniversary, and they're going to be honored before the game. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
So how cool is it that you guys are going to be doing this, and who all else is going to be there that you know of?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, I think the franchise has accomplished quite a bit in these 10 years, which, you know, obviously feels a lot longer than it was 10 years. But they're looking to bring in some Dynamo greats. Craig Weibel, Pat Onstad, who was the goalkeeper, who set the record for oldest player in the league. I think he played at 42, I think. We got Wade Barrett, who was the original captain of the Dynamo, who's now, you know, he's still with the team as an assistant coach. We got Eddie Robinson, who was basically a wild, crazy, psychotic defender that we had that scared a lot of the opponents. And then Mike Ciabatta, who's here in town, another member, and Dwayne DeRosario, one of Canada's best players and one of the players that really helped put the Dynamo on the map with his creative play.
Yeah, and you're a guy who put the Dynamo on the map with those two titles, and you were a big part of those yourself. And you were saying it doesn't seem like 10 years, but it doesn't seem like that long ago to me either. But you guys had just moved here, and it really created a fan base. What was that time like for you?
It's pretty special. You know, it was kind of interesting, the fact that, you know, we got a call, in December of 2005. I think it was probably December 18th or something like that. And they're like, well, you guys are moving from San Jose to Houston. And none of us really knew much about Houston at the time. I certainly didn't. And then, I was on a flight on December 30th out here to try to find a place to live, because I had to be at national team camp on January 2nd. So we didn't have a lot of time to think about it. Came out here, didn't know what to expect. First game of the year was amazing. You know, it was one of those things where, the city really came out and embraced us. I think we had over 26,000 fans. I think we weren't prepared for it. I think our owner was out collecting tickets just to get people in the gate that first game. And what a game. You know, it was a lot of goals. Kind of introduced ourselves here to Houston, and it was a dream start for, not only myself, but the club as well. And to cap it off with a championship that year was pretty special.
Yeah, and you obviously hated Houston since you've stuck around since then.
That's what happens when you get married to a Houstonian. I'm here for life. No, I love the city, and I grew up in Hawaii, and one of the things that I really, really liked about the city was its people. And I always say, when you go to Hawaii, there's a lost spirit, but, when you come here, that Southern hospitality, that the people here just kind of made me feel welcome and at home. And, I fell in love with the city and, been here ever since and plan to be here for a long time to come.
Brian Ching, our guest in Sunday's game against the Sounders, last home game, 10th season anniversary, and a lot of the greats from those championship teams are going to be honored. And, dude, if you wanted to live somewhere else, you should just tell her to move with you. That's what I made mine move out of Canada that way. let me ask you real quickly before we let you go. The Dynamo, obviously, not the season they were looking for, still not technically dead, but realistically having to look forward to next year. What do you think needs to happen in the offseason to get this team back where it needs to be?
To be honest, I think we've done a good job of bringing a lot of good young talent. I think next season we need to bring in some seasoned veterans, some guys that know how to win week in and week out. Not necessarily the best players, but players that come into training every day and compete and make trainings more difficult than the games. I think that was one of the things that led to our success when we were winning the championships back in the day, is trainings were a lot more difficult and more intense than the games were. And I think if we bring in a few veteran players that teach the young guys what it takes to be successful, we have a good shot of turning things around. We have a new coach who's kind of learning the league. We've got a new general manager on the men's side that is out there recruiting a lot of talent. And I think that we got the right pieces in place. We just need to go out and get, I think, some veteran leadership, some guys that have been on winning teams and know what it takes week in and week out to be successful, because I think our team kind of was up and down this season, and we missed those guys that kind of keep it even keel throughout the entire season. So when you're having a bad day, you're still making it extremely difficult for the other team to have a good day. So, like I said, I'm excited about the young talent that we've brought in. Looking for them to kind of learn a little bit more, and hopefully we bring in those right pieces next year and get back to our winning ways.
All right, that's Brian Ching, Managing Director for the Dash and former Dynamo forward, Sunday's game against the Sounders. Brian, appreciate the time, man, as always, and enjoy your time on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
All right. I probably have interviewed Brian about 100 times now over the years, from back when he was playing to now. So I real quickly before we get to this, because Lamont was talking about how UH was had this great stretch under Browse and Sumlin, and people were saying the same thing then. Those stretches weren't that great. You have to remember where the team was. They were coming off 0-11 in a three-win season. You know what Browse's record was at UH? He became a better coach when he got to Baylor. He learned to coach at UH, just like Kevin Sumlin did. You know what his records were at UH?
What was his record?
7-6, 3-8, 6-6, 10-4, went to the Liberty Bowl but lost, 8-4 in his last year. Never won a bowl game. Kevin Sumlin at UH, 8-5 his first year, 10-4, lost in the Armed Forces Bowl, did not win a conference title, 5-7, and then he went 12-1 and got the A&M job. So between the two of them, they had three 10-win seasons. That's not the kind of dominance that it's going to take to get that. You've got to do what Boise did. You got to make it to some big bowls. You got to win some conference championships. Those are good seasons. They're great seasons compared to where they were,
right?
But they're hardly dominant.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test. So if your weekend stunk because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope for you, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about, like the fact that breath tests, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The machines aren't even warranted fit for breath testing. They make temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, and most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Same with the blood tests. They're not testing your actual blood like a doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. Very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist. And what that means is he is experienced in telling the truth about these blood tests and breath tests and the science behind them to juries. He's experienced in talking about them to juries, not just going in, pleading guilty, and hoping for the best. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.